Really, I think that explains a lot about the intentions of the Alliance in this general election, where Dr. David Owen's head is coming from, whatever the other little David is hoping. I think we all know that it's David Owen's career that's at stake when you vote Alliance. And I think if everybody around the country could see what's happened recently in the local elections in Wolverhampton, how the Liberals and the Tories have stuck together like the shysters they are, I think a lot of people would think twice. I want to dedicate this song to those of you who haven't yet taken part in any political action at all. Those of you who've got perhaps to vote for the first time on June the 11th, I think our greatest enemy, apart from Margaret Thatcher, is apathy among young people. Apathy among people who don't think that voting can change anything. I assure you that Margaret Thatcher, who was voted in on the votes of less than 35% of the people of this country, has changed this country in the last 8 years, almost beyond recognition for the ordinary working people. So I want to dedicate this song to those of you who are thinking of going along there on June the 11th, make sure you at least vote. There are people around the world in countries like South Africa who are dying every day just for the right to have a vote. It's something that we have. I implore you, go out there and make that vote count on June the 11th. This is for you. It's called Days Like These. The party that became so powerful by sinking foreign boats, dreaming up new promises, 'cause promises we vouch, and being resolute in conference with the ad man's expertise. The majority by their silence should pay for days like these. The right to build communities is back behind closed doors. Between governments and people stands the right arm of the law. And shame upon the patriot when the mark of the bulldog breed is a family without a home and a pensioner in need. Those whose lives are ruled by dogma are waiting for a sign. The better dead than Renbury guides are listening on the line. And are you really so surprised to hear Norman Tebbit sigh that no one with a conscience voted Tory anyway? Best we can achieve. And wearing badges is not enough on days like these. Thank you very much. Good night.